The following preview is of a graphic audio production rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Having saved Sweet Apple, Texas from disaster, the Blood Brothers, Matt Bodine and Sam Two Wolves, decide to stay and help the new marshal, Seymour the Lily-Livered Standish, break in his spurs.
Hello, Uncle Cornelius. Miss Jimerson.
Hello, Seymour. I don't mean to stare. It's just that...
You look like a character out of a dime novel.
I'm not sure how well suited we are for an adventure like this.
I don't give a damn about that. Just make sure that little bastard dies.
What are you doing over here, Colton? You know you're not welcome on this ranch.
I've come for justice. Two of my men were murdered earlier today, but I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, am I, Paxton?
Seymour, don't you understand? Don't you know how I feel about you?
Rebecca, I thought we had settled this.
You! I knew you were up to no good! You trollop!
Maggie!
Rebecca!
Stop! Stop that!
Between catfights, range wars, and attempts on Seymour's life, the new marshal and his unofficial deputies have got their hands full. But the dance is just beginning.
Alcazario!
They took the girls!
Sandy! Those bastards took Sandy!
And Jesse!
Matt! They're gone!
You mean Miss Orion?
And Miss Jimerson! They're both gone!
Now Seymour, Matt, and Sam must lead a posse across the Rio Grande to find the kidnapped women before Alcazario can realize his evil plans for them. But some of the rescuers have plans of their own, and the Marshal of Sweet Apple may have led his last posse. Blood Bond number 12, Ride for Vengeance, new from Graphic Audio.
Available now from Graphic Audio.
And now, for our feature presentation.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Doomsday Warrior. American Overthrow.
So, this cave and then we head back.
Yeah, we're almost full up. But there's still a little room on the last few bridges.
So even though we already got more meat for Century City than probably any team... You want some more?
Well, yeah. Who knows? We might set a record.
The only record getting set today is for the heat.
Whew.
It's like a damn sauna out here.
Yeah, but I think this cave's gonna be a bit cooler. Here, you feel the breeze?
Do I feel? Oh, yeah, man. That feels good.
Yeah, so let's head in. We'll cool off. And you spotted some waste a little bit off. Something lives in here.
Nothing too bad, I hope.
Come on, Detroit. Everything's bad out here. Let's head in.
Man, why can't anything mutate into something cute?
Huh?
Well, it's always some two-headed, acid-spitting, horned monster with skin thick enough to deflect a tank shell. But why can't anything mutate into, I don't know, a fluffy pink bunny?
Because that two-headed acid spitter would eat it in a second.
Well, yeah, I know, but... Rock, did that waste tell you just what kind of animal lives in here?
There was a lot of the stuff.
A reptilian horned and scaled creature stepped out of the darkness. The monstrous shape was as big as a grizzly, but a thousand times uglier. An errant breeze carried the creature's scent, and Rock stifled a gag. It was dank and sour, almost skunk-like.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?